The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
The Fold is brought to you by oOh!media, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa. No mai hoki mai ki a The Fold, e mihi nei, ko Duncan Grieve tōkongi wā. This is another emergency podcast to talk about what's going on right now as I record this. It's 12:28 PM on Friday the 8th of March, and right now there are people in meetings over at TVNZ in downtown Auckland finding out the fate of their shows. We don't know everything right now, but we know enough. And I basically want to kind of top line what we know and how I'm thinking about it essentially. So what we do know is that Sunday and Fair Go are being proposed for a full cancellation beginning in May. Sunday, the flagship current affairs show for TVNZ, pretty much for New Zealand. There isn't something that has that kind of scope and audience. It's not the only current affairs we have on television by any means, but it's the biggest in almost every conceivable way. Fair Go is like DNA level for New Zealand. Like, if you think about some conception of who we are as a people, the idea that you don't screw over a little guy, and if you do, they've got some recourse. It's contained in that show. It's been around for decades, and the idea that you might get rid of it seems kind of preposterous. They're also proposing to disestablish their late night bulletin and their midday bulletin. News is still coming to hand. You know, as of right now, Renews, which is run by a very good friend, former colleague, Simon Day, is, you know, they're currently being told what's happening to them based on what we know of Sunday and Fair Go's fates. Have to say that doesn't feel good. Yeah, last year I wrote a piece about what happens to youth brands in New Zealand when they're started by major organisations, wrote a bit of a history of them, and, you know, it's not a good history. It's typically that they have a lot of fanfare and excitement, and they're told not to worry about money. We just want you to build an audience, build a young audience, and we'll, you know, figure that out as we go. And typically that lasts as long as it lasts, and then someone shuts you down. I really hope that's not what's happening with Re, which has just done such – it was tasked with a specific job of creating a youth-focused, social-first news and current affairs brand for diverse audiences. It's done that perfectly. You cannot argue with the execution of that as a product. What's striking about this? So many things. You know, one is that, I mean, this is about 35 people, and with it you lose three, you know, assuming that, again, making assumptions about Re here, but if that's the case, you're losing three of your most kaunga brands, like places which you can rely on to do something incredibly important, that they're just sort of gone. You're keeping Seven Sharp, you're keeping Breakfast. These shows are fantastic. They do a very specific job. They have a much more open commercial model. I've got no issue with the maintenance of them, but they are, on some level, part of the rationale for them is that they balance out and provide revenue that helps keep shows like Sunday and Fair Go running, like which don't have the same opportunities. With this decision, TVNZ is saying something about itself certainly that's how it's been perceived within the newsroom. You know, I've got friends who've said that, that there are people there who are asking, you know, what does TVNZ stand for? What is its purpose? And, you know, the more that you sort of hack away at things which feel very core to that, that feel like the holy mission of the organization expressed in a product, it starts to look more like it's a sales operation that will just sell advertising against inventory and isn't as concerned about what that inventory is. For a TVNZ, which has been on this amazing journey the past like 5 or 6 years to really put down, or not put down roots, but just emphasize its roots, and they call it Aotearoa Tanga. And that's just, when you take away these kind of shows, that's just hard to, I don't know, it doesn't feel compatible with that. Now, I'm not unsympathetic to TVNZ. They just announced a $16.5 million paper loss. You know, they've got $100 million or thereabouts in cash, less all the time. You know, they are spending more than they are earning. And as a state-owned but still fully commercial operation, they can't do that forever. So you understand why there had to be cuts, but just cutting here, it just feels irreversible is the thing. There are some places where you can make cuts and then ultimately rehire because the culture is retained. But when you kill a show like Sunday, you don't get the chance to come back from that. And that's the thing I find really hard. I don't know why, but the Sunday thing is really sticking in my craw. I wrote a piece a couple of years ago when Kristen Hall, absolutely brilliant reporter, went to Rotorua and looked into the sort of the state of emergency housing down there, and then found another story along the way about the person who was running that and the way that he was operating it. It is one of the most riveting, heartrending pieces of journalism I've seen ever out of this country, and it involved real bravery. It made real change. The kind of national stain that is our sort of housing situation, it found a way to make that so vivid and resonant. And you just got to think, like, when that goes, we already know that Stuff Circuit is gone from Stuff. The national correspondence team is no longer there. A lot, you know, Three is shutting down News Hub. So Michael Moore and Nick Troubridge aren't going to be out pulling those really, really gnarly stories out of the water. If you're an asshole, if you're a bad actor in New Zealand, it's a good day, right? Like, you're out here, like, you should be popping bottles, because this valve which exists, this extrajudicial valve that can take a terrible thing that is happening and shine a bright light on it, it's just going away. And the history tells us these things don't get reassembled. Once that team is gone, it'll be scattered to the four winds. They're going to find other things to do, maybe a couple in journalism, most not. And then, you know, these stories, they'll just be uncovered. I just want to tell a little story about just how small journalism feels now as a part of New Zealand society. So we work in this place, in Morningside, and it was, you know, decades ago, it was where the Mount Albert City Council sat. And Gavin Ellis, former editor-in-chief of the New Zealand Herald, came up and we had a meeting up here, and he walked into the sort of main room we have and was like, oh my God, this is where I started my career. And the Mount Albert City Council, population well under 100,000, they had their own mayor and councillors, and on some level it's kind of quaint. But he spent years, like formative years of his career, sitting on a bench alongside other competing reporters watching the actions of what now wouldn't even be big enough to be a local board. And, you know, this, you just imagine how much scrutiny of public affairs happened at that time, and that's just, it's going, and it's not coming back. And I don't, you know, like I said, I think you'd cut almost anywhere else before you cut Sunday to me. But I also understand that TVNZ is in an awful bind. You know, the migration of audiences to digital and the opportunity, or where the monetization sits, it's a real problem, and it's, you know, it's a very hard one to solve. But this is just awful what's happening here. Between News Hub and these cuts today, a huge chunk of the best and brightest journalists in this country are just right now looking like they won't have jobs, and there is no good plan I've seen anywhere to replace them. The other thing, this thing that keeps being said by sort of some politicians and commentators about the lack of innovation in news. Well, firstly, you know, you've got, you're running two businesses at once, your old business and your new business, and the investment level required, and innovation is inherently a difficult process. Like, you're going to get some things wrong. The stakes of getting things wrong should not be that an extinction level event for crucial parts of your organization, but here we are. But if you look at fundamentally what Sunday did, or what Re does, or what Fair Go does, all of those things work. Like, you can see them in your mind. You can see versions of them made for TikTok. You can see them playing on YouTube and getting huge audiences. In fact, that some of that material is there and does do that. That you can rewrap it and put it onto TVNZ Plus. But none of those places have anything like the revenue model that used to fund them through linear television. So, you know, and TVNZ actually did innovate in this area. It had a whole social team. I wrote about this last year that was kind of bringing a sort of a digital layer that was helping its news grow in all these different formats. But fundamentally, there were places that were doing a lot of public good, serving audiences that TVNZ wasn't reaching, but they could never make any money. So that's why they got shut down. And so this is just where we are, is that, like, the digital spaces are owned and wholly run. You know, we're built on someone else's ground. You know, you're building audiences on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram. And when you're there, you are making content to enrich the bank of Mark Zuckerberg or ByteDance. Like, there isn't a revenue model there that will, you know, that will ever fund journalism the way that it had previously been funded. And honestly, the response from the minister, from you know, David Seymour's comments about Benedict Collins, it just makes me think they're not that mad at it, you know? And I don't really know where we go from here. Like, if you, you know, the Labor government, like, has had its own issues. It was trying with journalism, with news, with content, but it was kind of all over the shop. It's just hard to fix this, but, you know, there are plenty of other things that could have been done. This thing was so foreseeable. You know, for years out, these trend lines have been heading in this direction. All it is now is that it's really blowing up for people. But it just makes me feel like we're not a serious country. You know, like, if you don't have anywhere that does work like Sunday does and has audiences at the scale that Sunday could command, you know, you just start to look a little bit flaky. We consider it, look, man, I get it. I get that journalism, some of the things we say about journalism aren't true as often as we say them, or aren't true in totality, and obviously they're going to be less true after today. But, you know, like, to me, I hope to the people listening, like, you do think that you need a substantive core of people working in media to really have the right checks and balances and tensions on your society. Just like you wouldn't try and run a country without courts or without hospitals or without schools. In some hierarchy of things, I don't know where we sit in that, but the fact that this thing is just kind of, is just withering away before our eyes, it feels awful. And I just, look, my heart goes out to everyone at News Hub and at TVNZ who's being impacted by this. Like, your work is so goddamn good. It reaches so many people. It is just a market failure that this is happening. It's not through any fault of your own. And for everyone else who's listening, like if you've got any ability to influence this, please try, because I think it really matters. But yeah, look, that's where it's currently sitting with me right now. No doubt there will be more to come on this story, and the big story and the sort of TVNZ vein of it this year. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks to oOh!media for sponsoring this podcast, allowing me to do this, and thanks to TI here for recording it. This was The Fall. That was The Fold, brought to you by our partners at oOh!media, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa. Huge thanks to oOh!media for sponsoring this episode of The Fold and enabling us to make unmissable connections with Kiwis.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
The Spin-off Podcast Network.